Sharing stories. It's what we do. Arrow.net. ARROE.net. All right, let's do it. Let's play it forward. These are real people, real stories, the struggle to play it forward. Episode number 502 is with Ashley Ross from Bank of America.
I'm doing great. How are you, Arrow?
Absolutely fantastic. Yeah, you're going to talk about a subject that I'm absolutely right smack dab in the middle of it. I am in customer service. I'm that guy at that desk. I'm the one that has to motivate my people to super serve those guests that walk into that grocery store.
Fantastic. Well, I'm glad to talk to you today about some of the challenges facing our customers in this current environment.
Well, okay, let's go that route with customers, because I didn't know if we could go with honesty on this, because customers are demanding a lot of stuff from those that they, you know, and I understand, you know, they're coming in to be serviced and stuff like that, but they've got to be fair to the customer service people and my team as well.
Oh, absolutely. It is a challenge not only for the customers in this environment where they're feeling the pressure on their wallets and having more choice with their financial decisions, but absolutely we need to send thanks to all of our teammates who serve customers on a day in and day out basis. And it's National Customer Service Week, and it's even more important to provide thanks and appreciation to the teammates who serve our customers every day.
One of the things that I've noticed that customers are doing is they're playing the freebie game. They're going to do whatever they can to get something for free. And so I always mention to my team players is that put on the candy-coated plastic bathroom mirror smile and become the listener first. Do not react. Do not, you know, the only thing you can give them is a solution.
Yeah, it's a great point. I mean, listening to customers and clients is key. And, you know, listening and getting that feedback and then seeing what you can deliver to meet that need is absolutely, you know, the focus of many companies and brands, ours included. So at Bank of America, we're large. We get a million surveys a month where we listen to our clients and then do what we can to provide a personalized experience back to them to speak to directly what they're looking for. So you hit the nail on the head. Listening to the clients is absolutely the number one thing to do. And then that helps you deliver back a solution that's what they're looking for and personalized to their needs.
Bank of America is my financial institution. And I think the only question I have is, where are my tellers? I mean, I like my electronic device, but the thing is I want to see someone's eyes. Are you going to go back to that at all?
Well, absolutely. First, thank you for being a customer. We appreciate your business. And we absolutely have invested in our digital and mobile capabilities so that we can provide all of our clients that 24/7 access to their banking and the convenience that they need. And we complement that with in-person experts as well, whether that's tellers or relationship bankers or other experts, to really be there to complement that digital experience. One of the examples that I like, I don't know if you've used it yet, but it's called Life Plan, and it's a digital experience that you can start on your mobile phone to help set your goals and track and manage your spending. And then you can just, even within the app, click to make an appointment to speak to a specialist about that, who will also be able to help you with that life plan and your, you know, financial goals. So it's really about the integration of those two together so that you've got the digital on an everyday basis, but you also have access to experts when you need it.
You're absolutely right about that, about Bank of America. And I want to put focus on the customer service there, because, I mean, during the lockdown and stuff like that, Bank of America took care of us. We had to set up an appointment and stuff like that. But walking into there, they made us feel like that we were worth $1 million. They treated us with such respect during a time of amazing uncertainty.
Well, thank you for that. You know, I, as client experience, part of my role is analyzing what our customers are telling us. And the number one theme that came back from all these million surveys that I just mentioned was appreciation for our employees or our associates. You know, thank you for picking up the phone when I needed it. Thank you for being there to serve me in these uncertain times. So I appreciate you saying that. And it was really motivating to our our employees to really see that positive feedback from our customers, appreciating them for being there in that really hard time.
When you're face to face,
I'm glad we were there for you as well.
When you're face to face with a, I don't call them clients. They, to me, they're guests. They came into my place. They are a guest, and to be with them, aren't they entertaining, the guests? I laugh so hard because people bring the funny.
People bring the fun. Is that what you said?
Yes. They're just everyday average people are just fun to be around.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, every one of your guests, every one of our customers has a unique story.
Yes.
They have unique, unique dynamics about their life. And it is great to listen and see how you can support that. But you're right. There is a broad range of customers that we all serve every day. And you can learn a ton from them.
Yeah. So what is the one thing that a listener who's checking in right now, who's in customer service, who's struggling with it because there is some stress. I mean, there's some stress. But how can they work through that stress? Is it communication with coworkers? Or is it, I do a defrag journal. I break down my days on paper.
Yeah, I think there's a number of different ways, I think, to, regulate the stress of that. I think the first one is making sure that you have the right training, right? So mm-hmm. you feel confident in what you're trying to provide. So we've got some virtual reality training that we do here, which is great. We've got some training that we call Words Matter, which helps you use words that, that resonate better with Murray. So saying things like, I can fix that for you versus we can fix that for you gives the customer more confidence. So I do think it's about making sure if you're serving your customers to make sure you feel like you have all the right training that you need to be able to be successful in that. Otherwise, it does become challenging for sure.
One of the things I'm seeing a lot of, and I really try to work one-on-one with my team players, is do not judge the book by its cover. Everybody is valuable that walks in here.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Every one of our clients is one that we want to provide excellent customer experience with to build that long-lasting relationship and to really help make their lives better and financial lives better. And that's really fulfilling. If you can help a customer get their first home, or you can help them navigate some financial pressure, or you can assist them in other ways, it can be fulfilling. And every, to your point, every customer matters and has their own story and own life priorities and financial goals that we can help with.
Yeah, I've always believed that those who serve in customer service are basically called to do that. It takes a special heart and a special way of learning what compassion and empathy really are. I'm so proud of you, and I love my Bank of America. I really do, because you guys are leaders in making sure there is a true connection.
Well, thank you for saying that. And we're so glad that you're a customer, and we want to deliver for you every single time as well.
Absolutely.
So thank you for that.
Please come back to the show anytime in the future, Ashley, because this is just the beginning. We need to be talking about this kind of stuff to more and more people every day so they too can live through us vicariously.
I love it. Happy to come back anytime, and appreciate your time this morning to you and your listeners.
You bet. Be brilliant today.